Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcus. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Back with you here for another day of hump day.
Hump day.
What's up, Leroy? How are you, man?
Nothing. Giving a whole bunch of tickets away.
We got if you guys want to go to Live. We got two four-packs every hour this show. So that's 8 4-packs in total.
Let me tell you. Not for nothing. But if you experience Live one time, you will change your mind about golf.
You haven't lived till you've been to Live.
Well, just because it's not that everybody thinks of golf as being uptight and, you know, shh.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Hoity-toity.
And this is like if somebody took a DJ in a club to a golf course.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun time.
It's a fun time.
Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Man, a lot of ways we could go here. A lot of headlines going on with all of our teams down here. We got a big Heat game tonight, which we'll get to in 15 minutes of Heat as they go for their sixth win in a row tonight against the Boston Celtics. 7:30 is your tip-off from that hellhole in Boston. 6:15 is pre-Heat. The Panthers.
I was thinking to myself after the game ended.
Oof.
5 minutes ago, I thought it was a two-pointer.
I thought we were going home 2-1 filthy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is our wheelhouse. We were playing great.
2-1 filthy.
We were going to be such filthy little cats. And, you know, we got the revenge Nico Mikula goal. Our boy Mackie got it done again. And Seth Jones is playing his ass off in the third period. I'm like, here we go. What the hell happened? And it like it happened in slow motion. I'm like watching. I'm like, no. Did you have the call from Plagans last night of regulation? 9 seconds left. Nick Suzuki puts it in. Wide open. Vanacek's facing the other pipe. And I'm just like, what just happened? I'm sick to my stomach. Pain. I can't tell if you're looking at me. Like, you're giving me this look, Marcos. Like, I got it, but now you're giving me like I don't got it.
No, I got it, but bounce play.
Slavkovsky able to pull the puck free. Now he gets things started. Long feed for Hudson. 15 seconds. Mounts him over the bench. The extra attacker on his way back up. Hudson, poke check. Was able to get a shot through. It's loose and they score. Hudson got a shot away from the near point.
So 8.4 seconds. So in a minute, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
The Panthers went from winning to losing.
That's right.
And
two,
like
2 points?
I've heard from it. There's one thing for gut wrenching. That is just like you went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows within.
Yeah, and you went from a chance tonight. Like you have a huge matchup tonight against the Leafs, where you could have passed them for first place, and now you're in third place. I'm like, what?
Right.
What the hell just happened?
In a minute,
here's the game winner: Suzuki again, wraparound goal. Vanacek couldn't flex enough.
Caulfield, he'll give to Suzuki, buy some space right circle, cruising in, tries to wrap it around. He scores. Nick Suzuki in overtime.
You can clearly tell that wasn't a home run.
Suzuki tied it with less than 9 seconds to play. He forced the game into overtime. Suzuki wins it for Montreal. 29 seconds into overtime.
There you go. Doug Plagans on the call last night. That's our road to repeat brought to you by Celsius. Hockey fans, maybe you want to sit this one out, but if you do, grab a Celsius, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Listen, this is how I felt before 5 minutes left to go in the game.
Yep.
And then after overtime,
you had to go I felt like something harder.
No, grape. Just blah, grape. I was like, play a vibe. Yeah, grape.
I feel partially responsible, and I'm sorry.
Why?
I did mention his name yesterday multiple times. Because,
Suzuki?
Yeah, I just was interested in the name. I even looked him up. Now he's scoring game winners. And I didn't even put any chili peppers on it. I'm sorry, everyone. This is me. I'm such an influence under South Florida sports that sometimes I just got to watch what I say.
I can't even blame you, Frog Boy, even if you are the mush.
Thank you.
You know, I don't want to.
I appreciate that.
If anybody we got to blame, it's Vanacek, dude!
All right! Yeah!
No, I really thought, like, even Paul Maurice was, like, flummoxed yesterday. He's just like, I don't know, 82 games, it's, I guess, going to happen. And somebody was like, you know what the funny thing was? He was asked a question about, like, are you angry? And he's like, and he's very clearly angry, but he's like, he's not going to let you feel his feelings. I'm not going to let you have my pound of flesh because this Canadiens reporter is like, et de flos, sacré bleu. And he's like, not a hard loss. Not a hard loss at all. But you can tell he's furious. He is fuming.
I mean, who would be? Like, there's nothing worse. Like, there's going from the lowest of lows to think you having no chance to winning. That's great. But to go from thinking there's no chance you have of losing, let me tell you, you stare at the scoreboard, and I'm going to tell you firsthand, you stare at the scoreboard and you go, what just happened?
I don't feel like I should have reacted the way that I did last night, but I did. I'm just like, I just kept staring at my screen. I'm like,
right. Right.
And I get, you know, they've just had more of these this year of the, like, the third quarter. This wasn't like the same as a whole goal collapse. Like, they allowed three shots in the third period. Like, they played perfect.
They allowed four shots in the final period in overtime, and two of them were goals. Which makes it even that much more frustrating.
All right. Well, they're back at it tonight. Toronto and Florida get going at 7:30. You can hear that game on 790, the Tick Cat. So be prepared for that. Heater on QAM tonight. That's your lineup. Marlins beat the Mets yesterday. Beat them up 4-2.
Yeah. Torpedo bats.
Maybe.
I don't know. Are we like, are we going to do that thing?
Hmm? Do what?
You know.
What thing?
The hope thing.
Wow. There's nothing really to hope. I mean, they've been playing good baseball. I mean,
I know.
Sandy,
I'm nervous.
Sandy was good yesterday. He wasn't great. He had a little bit of a shaky couple innings in there, and then he settled down for his last two. He went five. He was talking yesterday. He goes, it is weird. I don't feel like he's come back from the surgery. He goes, I don't feel quite all the way back. Like I get more tired than I did before the surgery. I thought that was kind of interesting, but listen, he still hums it. I mean, he's still throwing, you know, 97, and it's moving all over the place.
I think in that situation, like, there is no replicating game angst, right? And so it's one thing to pitch 60 or 70 pitches in a bullpen session where you're yucking it up with your boys, you're concentrating, and you're throwing heat. Is another thing to get into the emotions of a game. And sometimes that sucks the life out of you. And if you haven't done it in a while, it's not that you're tired, but mentally you get a little exhausted. So I think that's probably what he's experiencing. I mean, he knows he's probably in pretty good shape. He knows he, you know, can throw, but it's just the angst of the game and the intensity of those moments that kind of suck a little bit of life out of you.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say is it looked like he got stronger as the game went on. Like he,
yeah, so it's like certain things he got to fight through.
Yep.
You know?
Bender got the save yesterday. It was a little dicey there.
Put it this way. A situation that's dicey with a closer. Welcome to the Marlins.
Nah, yeah, but it's not his fault. He came in and he nailed it down. Honestly, it wasn't even a Veneziano's fault because there was an error, and then, you know, they're doing matchups and stuff like that. But they got through it. I mean, listen, those Mets, they got some boppers in there. They got some boppers, and they got the win. They go for the series win today at 4:40 is your first pitch.
When was the last time they won the first two opening series? That's got to be a while.
I don't know. Did they do it a couple of years? I mean, they made the playoffs a couple of years ago, but I don't remember what they. I mean, I remember last year they were started like 3-15. Like, that was terrible.
Every time I hear a start like that, you know who I think of? Robbie.
Cycle of Doom. Let's see. 22, did they do it? Nope. I'll do some research, Leroy. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're already at 3 years.
I mean, because keep in mind, the starts the last few years have been brutal.
Kyle Stowers went deep yesterday for the Fish for his first home run, a real tater tot, and Graham Pauly, Moonlight Graham. Remember him? Mm-mm. Field of Dreams?
No.
You don't remember Moonlight Graham?
Okay. What do you say it that way? No.
I tell you what, though, we do have some Oh No.
What?
Val Kilmer.
Oh, Val Kilmer died.
Is that Batman?
He was Batman. Wasn't he Batman? Yeah.
Oh, he was Batman. No. He was Iceman.
He was Iceman. I think that was the, you know, was that probably the start of this? Like, where you, I know he's done stuff before and after, but Iceman was the you know.
Yeah, Iceman's the thing, and then Batman's the thing. Those are the things for him. Those are the things for him. Finally, the Pinks!
Yeah.
Late action tonight if you want to watch your Pinks. 11:30 against LAFC in the Champions Cup quarterfinal.
Is this the first leg?
I don't know.
Second, I think it may be the second leg.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's the second leg because they played here this past weekend.
Yeah, but was that a regular season game? Because I think Messi came up.
Oh, my goodness. They're doing this to me again.
Yeah, I think that was regular season.
So, let me get this straight. What? Hear me out here.
Okay.
I play you in a game, but that don't count for the trophy. That's just regular stuff.
It does count for a trophy. It just counts for a different trophy.
Well, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like if the two Super Bowl teams spent a week off practicing against each other.
Hey, go ask Dan Day if this is the first leg. Hold on. Marcus is asking.
I thought they played this weekend.
Yeah, but this is not the same thing. This is a tournament. Tournament's in the middle of the week.
Dan told me to go bleep myself.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
But did you still get the answer?
He's not here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, like, am I the only one that's confused by this? Or are you just like...
No, I get it. I'm starting to get it. I know that this is... I just don't know if they played... I think it's the first leg.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's the quarterfinals.
So you play two legs, right?
Oh, and I can tell you.
Instead of best of three, you play two legs and go home goals, away goals. And
is leg one today. Today's leg one.
Tim Legler.
You know, Tim Legler owns the record for best 3-point. I think it was like 50% 1 year.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Really? That had to be like a minimum of attempts, though, yeah?
No.
Hmm. All right.
Well.
It's the first leg.
First leg, 11:30 p.m. What a weird, like, I know it's in L.A.
It's in L.A. It's late, 8:30.
11:30, Jesus.
Get your sleepy poos in.
All right. Well,
nah, you'll let me know tomorrow.
No pranks! 15 minutes of heat. That's next. 15 minutes of heat here for you. 560. QAM. Miami Heat. Taking on the Boston Celtics tonight. That gets going tonight at 7:30 from TD Garden. 6:15 is pre-heat. Solana, Tommy Tighe, they'll get you going. Miami Heat going for their sixth straight win. If the Heat win, then they are still alive, I guess, to get possibly to the sixth seed, even though that's probably not going to happen. But they lose tonight, they are locked into the play-in. Now, the Raptors got eliminated last night, so the four play-in teams are set. We just don't know what order they're going to be in. There's a lot of fluctuation that's going on right now amongst those four squads. But the Pistons have not officially clinched a sixth seed yet, or the Bucks, I believe. So there's still some room for stuff there. But as far as the Heat... They're going to be in the play-in. I mean, these are all the clinching scenarios. Wild night last night in the NBA.
Oh, my God.
Wild night.
Did you see how Denver blew it?
I did see how Denver blew it. I watched, I fell asleepy poos midway through second overtime. I was just like, losing, fading, punting. But Joker was amazing. He had 61, 10, and 10. And Russell Westbrook said, hold my beer. Watch me blow this! Russell Westbrook missed free throws, blew a layup, and then fouled a three-point shooter. All in the span of... He basically had an end of the Panthers game. They're like, we got this, baby. Joker, 60-point triple-double.
I mean... 60-point triple-double.
60-point triple-double. Here we go, baby. And he played... What did he play yesterday? 53 minutes yesterday?
Yeah, round 53. He was great. I mean, he's amazing. He's amazing. And even like Anthony Edwards, who was great, like starting in the fourth quarter, it was like a great game, great back and forth, because Edwards was like kind of shaky, and then as the end of that game gets going, he gets going, and he's just like, man, this was a great back and forth between these two teams. Joker's friggin' incredible. And then it ends like that. You're just like, oh, no. No, Russ. No. And so.
He's kind of too good of a player to do that.
That's the knock on him, though.
Sounds like something like JaVale McGee would do.
But he's a little bit of a wild card. He plays full speed, and sometimes it gets him in trouble. That's like, why do you think he's been on 900 teams now? Yep. And then the Warriors defeated the Grizzlies. Another great game. Steph yep. Curry, 52 points, had 12 three-pointers. And Jimmy Butler had 27, very clutch down the stretch, got to the line twice, or two trips to the free throw line down the stretch, stole it from Ja Morant, so he took it home for the Warriors. Ja Morant had 36. I want him, Leroy. He's so good. Wow. I mean, he is athletic. Wow. What a guy. Now, everybody's mad at him today. And I just want to say, I'm Team Ja here. We got to stop being so sensitive. Oh, he gave finger guns to the Warriors bench. Oh, heavens to Betsy.
Okay. I don't understand why we get so caught up in game antics. Right? Like, some of the gestures. Like,
I get it. On. If he's... should a person who's had...
You think he's thinking about that now? Ooh, better not do finger guns. Some gun trouble.
Well, was he holding a machine gun, Frog Boy, or was it two finger guns? I go two finger guns. That's just... Yeah. Hey.
There you go.
Normal. You know, that's just normal.
Yeah.
Normal celebration. But Steph Curry was offended.
Really?
He was looking at him like... Heavens to Betsy. You can see the look on his face.
Heavens to Betsy.
He was upset, clutching his pearls. I'm like, and this is coming from the guy who's sniping all over the court. He's upset at Ja Morant.
You know why? Because whenever
he's Steph the one that has everybody in basketball doing the night-night.
That's what I'm saying. He takes a little nappy poo instead. He said, well, why can't we just
take a nappy poo, suck our thumbs?
That's great.
Man,
everybody's like, I never got upset about celebrating success, right? And in big time moments, guys come through and they celebrate. And like, when you're on the other side, either fans or players, and you complain about how somebody celebrates, that's just you being a sore loser.
It's being a sore loser, and it's also that's like, it. It's also in the heat of competition. Remember the time where Jimmy Butler got fined in a game he wasn't even playing?
For hip thrusting?
Because, yeah, he was having sex with the air.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what is he doing? And I'm like, who cares? Like, he's, first of all, he's on the bench. He wasn't even playing in the game. You guys went to him. Now, did the Heat use that gif a lot on their Twitter account? Yes, they did. But, like, how is that on Jimmy Butler?
Him is the Betsy.
Yeah, dude.
How about this? So we played Dallas one time, and me and Chuck Evans, who's the fullback, we were in a special teams meeting. And some guy had a big tackle, and he rode the horse all the way to midfield. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at Chuck. I say, let me tell you something. If I score a touchdown, I'm riding that damn horse. Right? Scored a touchdown. Broke a whole bunch of tackles. Rode the horse. Got a letter saying we don't grab our junk
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
During the games.
Yeah, they just...
like, I was riding a horse!
This was another thing, too. It's like, they just were starting to do this in the NFL, where they're like, oh, we're going to ban sexual gestures, and they had a whole new list of things. I'm like, dude, is this like the 80 Canes we're trying to outlaw because Randall Thrill Hill goes up the tunnel with the guns with the six-shooter? Like, can we stop? Can we stop getting... like, I get it. Ja Morant... if anybody's not supposed to do it, it probably shouldn't be Ja Morant.
Because you think he's thinking about that?
Well, I think the thought was this would be if you were to be Adam Silver or whoever has to hand down and be like, Ja, really, dude? Like, you couldn't have done like a fist bump. You could like Ja Morant. He's like, you could have done sexual thrusts, yeah, and that would have been fine.
Heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment, baby. I'm 36.
Heat of the moment. I think. We make a big deal about things that we shouldn't, and then everybody gets all up in arms over it because you made a big deal about it, right? So think about this. If nobody had said nothing about Ja Morant's celebration, it would be no big deal. Everybody would say, oh, he's feeling it. He's feeling it, right?
He was That's feeling it.
But the fact that somebody said something, you know, it's like the Joe Buck Randy Moss thing.
That is disgusting.
Right. No, everybody in the stadium knew what Randy was doing except the announcers. I laughed.
Outrage.
Or maybe that's the three. Everybody does the.
Nah, that ain't a three, dude.
Nah.
That's double barrel.
So you know, I get it. I get that maybe it wasn't the best thing he could have did with his situation or circumstances. But I got to tell you, man, sometimes in the heat of the moment when you come through, you ain't really thinking about approved or not approved celebrations. You know what I mean? Like, You want these guys to be thinking about that?
I want them to do
think about that.
I want them to do. I want them to do the six shooter. You know, like take it out and go, and then go. You know, like shoot a McGavin. Like I want the smoke to be blown off the barrel. That's the way it's got to go. When he comes down to Miami, that could be a celebration.
Yeah, save that for down here.
Yeah,
you know they banned the nose wipe in the NFL.
What is the now, nose wipe?
I will say this:
that was a
the one thing that Jod. The one thing that Ja isn't, that has been a big requirement of Heat basketball is efficient.
He was last night.
Sure, he's been.
We can fix that.
Dude, he's amazing.
I'm not, I
watch that guy and I'm like, you don't want this guy on your basketball team? Look at him. Look at him.
It's not that. It's not that at all. He's a bona fide star. Okay. I'm not arguing that. But what I would say, if I plug Ja Morant on the Miami Heat, does he make them better?
He would arguably fill like probably their biggest need.
And what is that?
Shot creating point guard. On his own offense. Perfect pairing with Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and Khalil Ware. Give me Ja Morant.
So you say the starting five would be Ja, Tyler, Bam, Khalil, Wiggins? Or Wiggins is
I got to trade him, We'll see what happens.
You
trade him, whatever.
Are we underestimating how good Andrew Wiggins is?
Wouldn't know. He never plays for the Heat. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't figure that's not a big deal for you, being that you wanted to keep Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy's done good things for me. I don't know Andrew Wiggins.
Right. You don't know Ja either. He hadn't done nothing for you either.
He could, though. Couldn't he?
Wait, Marcos, do you understand why this man is so difficult to work with on certain days? Right? Because if he likes somebody, all of his previous rules be damned. I want him.
Yeah.
That's it. This dude has made it so that in his mind, right, regardless of all the other stuff, regardless of the injury, regardless of anything that Ja's done, I want him.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm not going
to
apologize.
You don't have to be sorry.
Well, it's just like...
I'm just saying.
I am what I am, and I want Ja Morant. And by the way,
You trading Lil Jovic for Ja? See?
I got to talk about it. I got to have a meeting about it. I don't want to.
A meeting? Dude, what? Do you understand? You understand that a trade of that magnitude, first of all, you got to match contracts. And second of all, you're going to have to give up somebody young. And I don't mean, hold on. Let me do a Tobin trade. Let me do a Tobin trade. Okay, we're going to bring in Ja, probably makes, $50 million? I'm going to estimate. We're going to give them Wiggins, Scary Terry, and somebody else, and a young one, Jaime. That would be your trade.
Probably got to give up Jovic.
I'm just saying.
They're not going to give it where.
Wait, and here's the amazing thing. For all the things you say about Jimmy, Wiggins was damn near the MVP of the finals.
No, he wasn't. He was good.
Well, he wasn't.
He wasn't the MVP of the finals. Now you're getting. You're doing a little too much now, dude. He was the second or third best player. He was a very good player. No. I'm not going to let you do that.
He was about... Hold on.
He was not... Hold no, on. He wasn't.
He
no,
wasn't. He wasn't.
He wasn't.
But
no, he
wait.
Wasn't.
You remember the year the Heat went to the finals and Caleb...
Yeah.
So that was what Wiggins was in the finals.
He was very good for them. He was. I'm not... But...
And he has a ring. Does that not...
So let me get this straight. I just want to be clear here. You're telling me right now... Yeah. That you think the Miami Heat, if they, let's say a clean slate next
clean
year,
slate. Right? Mm-hmm.
I have to trade Ja Morant for Andrew Wiggins. Forget everything else. You think that their record is better if Andrew Wiggins is on the team instead of Ja Morant? And don't give me games played. Don't be cute. I'm talking John Morant plays 62 games like he normally does. Andrew Wiggins also, you know, missing the whatever it is. John Morant, Andrew Wiggins, swap them out. You think that the Heat have a better record with Andrew Wiggins? Be honest, Posh.
Yes. Here's why. Because Wiggins plays on both sides of the ball.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Do live. Do the live read.
He doesn't believe me.
Why doesn't he believe me? All right, go fine. Let me tell you something about Liv.
Go up!
No. We're going to be out there tomorrow. And you know how much we like to party. And you know we love our golf down here in South Florida. And the next Liv event is this weekend. Liv Golf returns to Trump National Doral this weekend, April 4th through 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game in John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. They got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and Scott Punk legend Sublime headlining Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
By the way, so to... this is pretty funny. So somebody sent Joe Perez or Joel. Yo, that Liv Golf website is under construction. Don't worry, there's a concept for it. It's Liv Golf, not Live Golf. So why don't you put in LIV? Instead of LIV.
I was just saying, I was just on it yesterday. I was like, it's a fantastic website.
No. So, Joel, put in LIV because it's Liv Golf.
Live.
Live Golf, and you're good to go.
In fairness to him, like, if you don't know, if maybe Joel's not from down here and maybe he doesn't know the club Liv, like, maybe that's just not in his vernacular. Right. I don't know.
Right. By the way, and this is an upset. Normally in conversations like this, I get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fun. Come on. Who doesn't want a job? You're losing this one.
No, I'm not.
You're losing this one.
I'm not losing this one.
You are.
How?
Dude.
By four. Look at the, by four, look, four idiots on the chat.
Click over the comments.
I don't listen to those people. The they listen to me. They're my rats. I'm the Pied Piper. I don't listen to them. They listen to me.
Oh.
I will tell them who they want, and they will like it.
You're a fraud. You know why? Because if they had said the other way, you would have been like, yo, you're losing.
Let me tell you something, dude. There's,
oh, no, fraud.
There's nothing wrong. I listen to less. There's nothing I listen to less than the YouTube and Twitch chat.
You're wrong.
They are my yes men.
Dude,
that's what they do.
Wrong.
And when they disagree with me, it's just because they haven't learned their lesson yet. So trust me when I tell you, they will be whale calling for Ja Morant by the time summer hits. And that's how it's going to be. And they're going to like it. And you're going to like it. And we're all going to like it. You want to know why? Because Ja Morant's coming to the Heat. And you want to know how I know he's coming to the Heat?
So here's the deal. Okay. Who gives you a better chance to beat Boston? Ja or Wiggins?
Ja.
Who is he going to guard?
Doesn't matter. He's going to put buckets in. What's Andrew Wiggins going to do? Score 14 points in a quarter and then we never hear from him again? Hey, we're going to find out. We'll see how much Wiggins can help against Boston. We're going to find out. Oh, wait, we can't tonight because he's hurt again. Sorry.
It's funny how...
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, dude.
Let me ask you this.
If the Heat end up in the 2-7 against Boston... How much is Andrew Wiggins going to help the Heat? You think they're going to beat Boston?
I don't think you're good enough to beat Boston. But why?
You have Andrew Wiggins.
They have a better chance.
You have Andrew Wiggins.
They have a better chance with Wiggins than Ja.
You're a child. I got to be honest. Do you have Do you take Flintstone vitamins in the morning? Do you chew them? What do you like? You like the purple bunnies?
Am I a child?
You are a child.
I think you're the only one that thinks that.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins. John gives you a better chance to beat Boston than Wiggins.
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins could lead somebody to lead a Western Conference team to a 2 seed in his career. Yeah. He could do that. Respectfully, he's a nice man. He's a nice man.
You know, they got a lot of other good players on that team.
Who?
Memphis.
And who's the dude, though?
He's the dude, yes. I'm not disputing that. Why?
How'd they do without him? How'd they do?
Oh, they were terrible.
Yeah, they picked sixth in the lottery. How'd they do?
So, no, I don't like, you know, he's tiny, right?
Have you seen him jump? Yeah. How tall is he when he jumps?
What is it? You are so caught up by measurables than actually the game.
I just don't understand. Like, you're just dismissing him as a player. It's just funny.
It's funny. Do not say that.
It's funny.
I am not dismissing Ja as being a great player. I'm not.
You want to know his agent?
But what I'm saying is that, okay, you put him on the Heat team with the defensive demands that they have, right? And he's going to get destroyed.
He's not going to get destroyed.
Okay.
He's not going to get destroyed.
Okay. I think you're the only person that thinks this.
Okay. That's okay.
That Ja would be better on this team than Wiggins.
I don't understand. Like, what about watching Andrew Wiggins over the last 15 games has led you to believe, you know, when they had the longest losing streak that they've had in, oh, that's right, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So do tell, other than his 40 piece against the Hornets, tell, what has impressed you so much that would lead you to believe that Andrew Wiggins, which no general manager in the history of basketball would take over Ja Morant, do tell.
That's not true.
It is true.
Because he plays on both.
If I had a draft today, Leroy, and there were
Ja
two players you could take in the draft.
Ja would go first.
Okay,
Ja
so what are you talking about?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You know who?
Keep it moving.
No, just do tell. It's not. No, you're right. It is a stupid argument. It is a stupid argument because nobody would take Andrew Wiggins over Ja Morant.
Okay.
Does he have length and can he do things that Ja Morant can't do? Yeah, but can he carry a team? No, he can't.
Okay.
And what is this team needed? You've said this literally for the last years. You won't even call Jimmy that. You're taking all the things that Andrew Wiggins does, and you're like, I would take that. That's what Jimmy gives you. But you're like, nah, Jimmy's not a guy. I want a guy. I want a dude. I want a guy who can give me 40. Well, Ja Ken, he's averaged 26, 27, 25 in his career, and you're sitting here because he did the little pew, 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 pew.
No, that's not.
And you're
out. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Then why? Then why would you dismiss his talent?
I would say this. Ja, over the years, has had questionable judgment on and off the court, right? He can score. He's a scorer, okay? Not even questioning that. I'm not questioning his talent, okay? But he's not very efficient. I don't know if you, over the course of your career, can become efficient.
He shot 47% last year, which is not bad, from the field. Mm-hmm. He's in his career as a 47% shooter. This is his lowest of his career that he's had. He's not a good shooter. He's not a good three-point shooter. He's elite at the rim. He's elite at getting to the free throw line.
Okay.
Like, there's other efficiencies in the world. And, oh, by the way, in this case, he would be sitting next to one of the greatest shooters on the planet. Did you imagine Ja Morant to Tyler Hero? Bang!
Okay. I think it has no chance of happening.
Well, you know who his agent is, right?
Who's that?
Bernie Lee?
No, thank God. No, thank God.
Sick of this guy.
No, thank God. No, thank God. Nope. Just a little man I'd like to call one. Shoe three, dude.
Whoa.
Mike Mother Bleepin' Miller.
Really?
Finals hero.
Wow.
And best friend of Miami Heat Vice President Udonis Haslem.
Look at that.
And podcast co-host. Mm-hmm. Best friend with Udonis Haslem. Mm. And he signed with him last year before the season. So, isn't it interesting that all the
of a sudden, there's this smoke around Ja Morant. And he just happened to leave for a Miami Heat Finals hero as an agent? Wow. Kind of feels like a guy that had 1 foot out the door.
1 foot?
But where does he want to... Where does he want to take those feet? Maybe he wants to just take one shoe off. Maybe he wants to take one shoe off.
Yeah.
And walk to the beach, dude.
Can I just say this?
How much you want for that shoe?
Your... This could should be a cartoon.
What?
With some of your machinations.
What do you mean?
Just in general. Like how you tie everything together to say a player's going to be a Heat player.
It's something.
It is a cartoon.
Could be something, could be nothing.
Right?
It could be something.
I got you.
Why would they do that?
I mean, if you were going to get in the room... Just have you down the side and be like, burr, burr. Hey, Mike, is he ready?
You know, over our years, you have done this right here with no less than 20 players in three different sports.
That's fair.
Okay.
I got one for Giannis, too.
So you understand why I may be a little reluctant to just, because you do this all the time.
I can't deny that. But it doesn't make it untrue.
Ja Morant is not going to be a Miami Heater.
We don't know that.
He's not.
We don't know.
He's not. We don't know. No, maybe not. No, he's not.
You think he's going to be in Memphis next year?
I just don't think, I don't think that the Heat brass are thinking our solution or what we like is going to be in a 6 foot point guard.
6'2". Don't cheat him.
So, yeah, but he's like 6'2", 130.
Yeah, explosive.
Okay, yes, he is. He's all those things you say. I'm not questioning his ability. Okay. How does he fit with the Heat?
Good question, Leroy. Good question. He fits fantastically. And then, you know what I'm
thinking? That's because you want him.
You know what I'm thinking too, dude?
You're making him
fit. You know who else is probably going to leave for the cheapskies? Let's get Kevin Durant, too.
Oh, okay.
We have Durant.
Yep.
2025-26. We got, and this is what I'm talking about, Morant, Tyler, Kevin Durant, Bam Ware.
Oh, everyone.
So you have just shipped Wiggins out.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, nice knowing you, dude. I think he doesn't even want to be here.
Nah.
He looks like Tennessee. He looks like Tennessee is basically the Canada of America.
Listen.
True.
I know that.
Say that all the time.
The Heat don't like small point guards.
They don't?
I don't know.
They don't?
I just saw
they don't. There's one up in the rafters. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Tim Hardaway.
What? Tim Hardaway was a small? And that was a different time.
Also, Ja Morant.
All the point guards were wingspan. 6 foot. All the point guards were 6 foot in
the
90s.
How big do you think Tim Hardaway is?
Huh?
So what? You can't there's no throwbacks in this world anymore?
Tim Hardaway, 6 feet.
On a good day.
Oh.
Really? I love the way you just make just to make your point, you're going to make him shorter. Like, come on, dude.
Wasn't he basically
and all of a sudden, Ja Morant is 6'8".
No, he has a 6'7" wingspan, though.
Wait. How tall is Ja Morant?
6'2", but a 6'7" wingspan.
See, dude?
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he has the weight of a grasshopper.
Dwayne Wade was basically 6'2".
Look at that.
See what I'm saying? Dude, this is why this becomes impossible. Even the camera doesn't want to look at you. The camera turned. It's like, I can't do this.
If you want to go to Live
on Friday.
On Friday. Got a 4-pack of tickets right now to caller number 5. Caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560. We'll get a 4-pack of tickets to Friday's round of Live Golf at Trump Doral. If you guys want to go,
305-567-0560. Caller number five gets a four-pack of tickets to Live Golf Miami coming up this Friday. Caller five to 305-567-0560. Our Tua is next.